To New Testament.
那我们翻开新约。
Gospel according to John.
让我们翻到约翰福音。
So we'll read the chapter 2.
我们来读第二章。
Verse 1 through 11.
第一节到十一节。
On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding.
耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。
When the wine ran out, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine."
酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。
And Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come."
耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。
His mother said to the servant, "Whatever he says to you, do it."
他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
Now there were 6 stone water pots set there for the Jewish custom of purification, containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
And Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." So they filled them up to the brim.
耶稣对佣人说，把缸倒满了水。他们就倒满了，直到缸口。
He said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the head waiter."
耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来，送给管筵席的。他们就送了去。
So they took it to him. When the head waiter tasted the water, which had become wine, and did not know where it came from, but the servant who had drawn the water knew, the head waiter called the bridegroom.
管筵席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。管筵席的便叫新郎来。
And said to him, "Every man, serve the good wine first, and when the people have drunk freely, then he served the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now."
对他说，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and disciples believed in him.
这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有些祷告。
Father, we thank you and praise you for today.
For 我们感谢赞美你，为着今天给我们的。
We want to thank you for calling us together into the name of the Lord Jesus.
因着主的名，感谢你召聚我们在一起。
May you open the eyes of our heart.
愿你打开我们心里的眼睛。
And open our ear.
也打开我们的耳朵。
So we can truly see the glory of the Lord Jesus.
让我们在里面真的看见那基督的荣光。
In Christ Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
我们祷告侍奉主耶稣圣洁宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Last time we shared the gospel, I think we already shared chapter 2.
上一次呢，我们已经有一些分享关于约翰福音第二章。
And today, after I shared the message, I feel like I need to share a little bit more.
我上一次分享之后呢，心里有感觉，就是想今天再多一些的分享。
This time, more verse by verse.
这一次可能更多的是一节一节的具体的来分享。
Last time we summarized to three main points.
上一次呢，我们把这个这一章总结成三个，好像三个要点。
This time, by God's grace, we'll share one verse after another.
那今天我们借着主的恩典，我们来一节一节的来交通。
Before we share in detail of these 11 verses,
在我们开始交通这十一节以前呢、
I'd like you, as introduction, share briefly what is in chapter 1.
那我们 也有简短的一个总结回顾，就是关于约翰福音在第一章介绍的。
How the John Apostle, who knew the Lord since he was young, maybe younger than 30 years old, and all the way through when he was 90, more than 90 years old, he wrote this gospel according to John.
就让我们看到呢，这一位使徒，他的门徒约翰，约翰可能在非常年轻，也许在不到30岁的时候就认识了主耶稣。当他写下这个约翰福音的时候，他那个时候已经大概90岁了。
So he was eyewitness of Lord's death on the cross, shedding his blood and burial and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus.
约翰他本人也是主耶稣上十字架被钉死且三日后复活的一个见证人，他亲眼看见了这一切的发生。
This is how he introduced us, this Lord Jesus.
所以我们在约翰福音里面就看到这位见证人，他是如何向我们介绍这位主的。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
约翰福音第一章第一节，他说：“太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。”
He called Lord Jesus the Word in the eternity past.
他称呼这位主叫做神的道。
And he said the Word was God.
而且他说这道就是神。
And then let's drop to verse 14 is that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. We saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
一章十四节，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
He became flesh like you and me.
他成了肉身，就像你我一样。
And then John says, "We all beheld, we all saw his glory."
约翰说，我们都见过他的荣光。
See.He focused on seeing.
所以我们就看到约翰在这里强调了看见。
And later we can see that he mentioned seeing over and over again in chapter 1.
我们后来在约翰福音第一章中看到他一遍又一遍的提到看见。
He was eyewitness to the Lord Jesus.
他是因为他是本人就是这样一位见证人。
Let's drop down to 29.
我们来看29节。
The next day he saw Jesus coming to him and said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
This John spoke to his disciples, and this was John the Baptist, not the John the Apostle. And then he said,When he saw Jesus coming to him, then he said, Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
这一位对门徒讲话的约翰就是这一位施洗约翰。他当他看到主耶稣近前来的时候，他说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
You can see the saw seeing over and over again. He says, he saw Jesus coming and behold,
所以我们就看到在这里一次又一次的提到看见这个词。约翰看见耶稣来，他说看哪。
Seeing is believing.
因为我们知道眼见就为实。
And John wants us all see the Lord Jesus.
这样也盼望我们每一个人都能够看见基督耶稣。
Lord Jesus accomplished two objectives when he was on earth.
我们也知道主耶稣来到地上有两个目的。
One is that in 18, verse 18 says, No one has seen God at any time, the only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, he has explained him.
第一个目的就是十八节写到的，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
He says, No one has seen the Father.
他说，没有，从来没有人看见神。
But we see,On the Lord Jesus, how God looks like.
但是借着我们的主耶稣基督，我们就看到神的样式。
what kind of God the real God is.
我们就借着他看到神那个本相。
Who created the whole universe.
是那位创造天地万物的神。
So Lord Jesus' first objective is this, that he explained God to us, that we can see.
所以我们就看到主耶稣来到地上第一个目标第一个目的就是将这一位看不见的神来表明出来
Without this world full of idols
我们知道在那个地上是布满了这样的偶像
And idols are the gods that people created based on their own imagination
世人就按照自己的想象去用手创造出那些地上的偶像
But real GodCan be only seen in Christ Jesus.
但是我们知道这一位真神只能够借着他的儿子来表明出来。
A second objective Lord Jesus come to do, accomplish.
那第二个主耶稣来到地上的目标。
That he was the Lamb of God.
他作为神的羔羊。
Who takes away the sin of the world.
他要洗清这个世人的罪孽。
He will offer himself as a sin offering.
他把他自己当作赎罪祭献
上。So that By believing in him, he can save us.
让一切信他的都能够得救。
And so this is two objectives.
所以我们看到这就有两个目标。
And last time we said that the John Apostle, he does not shy away from telling us we need to see.
我们在上一次分享的时候就看到使徒约翰就借着这看见让向我们来表明这一切。
He says,We have to see Jesus to believe in him.
约翰就说我们必须看见我们这位主。
And last time we shared three kinds of seeing.
我们上一次也分享了三种不同的看见。
First seeing is by our naked eyes.
第一层的就是我们肉眼所见的。
But naked eyes very limited.
但我们知道我们肉眼所见的非常有限。
And can be very misleading.
也非常容易被误导。
Because our eyesight, our eyes can only see the small spectrum of the light.
我们知道我们的肉眼可以看到的可见光的范围是非常窄的。
As lights can see maybe this much spectrum, but our eyes can only see this narrow spectrum. Out of this spectrum, our eye, naked eye cannot see.
在光全部光谱的范围内我们的肉眼所见的范围只是非常窄的一个区间。
In order for eyes to see, we have to have a light.
而且我们知道，我们眼睛如果想看见的话，就必须借助光。
But the spectrum of a light, our naked eye can see is very limited.
但是我们所能够察觉的光谱又是非常狭窄有限。
And there's optical illusion.
而且还有一个就是光学所带来的一种幻象。
错觉。Yeah, so like chopstick, Chinese use chopstick. The chopstick, you put it in the glass of water, you see it bends.
我们举的例子就是当一个筷子插到水中的时候，你肉眼的错觉看到的好像筷子被折弯了。
But we know that chopstick has to be straight.
但是我们知道那筷子它没有被折弯。
This is an illusion.
这就是那个带来的错觉。
And also, I can see hallucination.
我们就好像看那些魔术
幻觉
Yeah, 看到那些幻觉
So our eyes can see depends on our condition our focus we can, or mental condition we can see hallucinations
对因为我们人眼会被那个心理和视觉所误导所以会产生一些幻觉
And then we can see a magic as a real
我们甚至会把那些魔术表现出来的觉得好像是真实的
So, seeing from the naked eye is very limited and sometimes is wrong.
我们就看到肉眼所见的是非常非常有限，肉眼所看见的。
And so, there's another kind of seeing.
那另外一种看见。
It's seeing by our mind.
是心里面的看见。
理性的看见。
理性的，头脑里面的看见。
理性的看见。So,That means the science. Science actually see the things that through the scientific method that seeing it with our mind.
一个例子就是比如说科学就是借着我们的理性好像在知识里面理性里面来认识来看见。
Through the seeing of our mind, we know that chopstick has to be stick, have to be straight.
那借着我们的理性的眼睛，我们就知道这个筷子它其实是直的，没有折弯。
And many findings are through the signs, and we can see with our mind.
那借着科学的诸多发现，我们就能在理性里面来认识这个世界。
And so that this is second kind of that seeing. It is the seeing through our mind.
那第二层的这个看见就是借着我们的头脑我们的理性知识来看见
Great achievement of technology all through the science and through technologies
所有的科技的进步发展都是借助于这种理性里面的看见
All the math you like everybody loves math, right?
嗯，你说数学吗？
数学 yes、
哦、包括像数学这里面的借助数学这样的理性来认识世界
We see things with our mind
我们这一切都是借着我们的认知来认识来看见这个世界
So now this naked eyes and also the mind they're all about this physical world
那我们就看到不管是肉眼还是我们的头脑认知看到的都是这一个物理的世界，这个客观的世界。
So God created our mind, God created our naked eyes to see this physical world.
那神造我们的头脑，造我们的眼睛，让我们看到这个客观的世界。
To understand this 物质的世界 ，the physical world, material world.
让我们看到接触这个物质的世界。
Now if there's a spiritual world.Then God have to create the spiritual organ so for us to see the spiritual things.
那如果有一个属灵的世界存在，那神就会造一个属灵的器官来看见这个属灵的世界。
So that makes sense, right? The, for us to see the physical world, God create our naked eyes. And for the spiritual world, God have to create another spiritual organ.
这是很合情合理的。神给我们一个肉眼让我们看到物质的世界也会给我们属灵的器官让我们看到属灵的世界
That spiritual organ that God created in us is faith
那么这个属灵的器官就是神给我们的信心
With the seeing of our faith we can see Lord Jesus
借着信心里面的看见我们就能够看见主耶稣
John the apostle does not shy from telling us you have to see to believe
约翰就在这一直在教导我们要借着这样的看见来从而来相信他。
It's not superstition.
这个并不是迷信。
It's beyond our mind.
它是超越头脑所认知的。
But it's not against our reasoning.
但它并不与我们的这个逻辑来违背相悖。
But it's beyond the logic.
但它是又是超越这样人的逻辑的。
So now let's look at the chapter 2. That was the chapter 1, the how John introduced Lord Jesus to us.
那我们来看到第一章是约翰来介绍这一位主耶稣。
Now he recorded the first miracles, first sign Lord Jesus performed.
那在第二章约翰就给我们介绍主耶稣出来讲道之后所行的第一个神迹
And he wants us to see it
因为他想让我们来看到这一位神
He says on the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee the mother of Jesus was there
他说第三日在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席耶稣的母亲在那里
So the third day meansIf you are Jews who know the Bible, or you are Christian who understand the Bible, then you know the third day means something.
那么在这里开头，第三日，如果作为熟读圣经的这个犹太人，或者我们了解圣经的基督徒，当你听到第三日，你应该知道这意味着什么。
In the First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 3, it says, "For I delivered to you as of the first importance."What I have received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures.
哥林多前书15章3-4节，我当日所领受又传给你们的， 第一，就是基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死了，而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说第三天复活了。
Lord Jesus' death was predicted in the Old Testament scriptures.
我们知道在旧约就预言了主耶稣被钉死。
In telling us that Lord Jesus' resurrection also was predicted in prophecy in the Old Testament.
我们也借着先知的预言，在旧约就预言了这一位被钉死的主将要复活。
He says Lord Jesus was resurrected, was raised up on the third day.
在这里，保罗说，主耶稣埋葬了，第三天复活了。
John loved to use all these symbols to tell us the spiritual meanings.
那我们就看到约翰就用这一切符号来告诉我们这一位神。
He wanted us to pay attention to this miracle, the inside miracle. It tells us something greater than the miracle itself.
他也希望在这样他介绍的神迹里面，让我们看到其实超过这个神迹故事本身所描绘的事情。
It is the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. It's a new life.
这个超越神迹本身的就是这一位主的复活。
Now today you are here. Why you are here Sunday?
那今天你现在你在这里，为什么主日的你早上你在这里
？Who invented the Sunday that we have a rest, that we come together to worship the Lord?
那谁发明了星期天我们这样可以一个安息休息的日子，可以来到主面前的日子
？Definitely not Chinese.
肯定不是中国发明的。
No India either.
也不是印度人发明的。
Even though we're so smart, but we never invented Sunday to rest to worship.
那尽管我们都非常聪明，但是这样一个安息并且敬拜的日子，并不是我们发明的。
Because on this day, the Lord Jesus was raised up from the dead.
因这一日正是主耶稣在死里复活的日子。
So God gave a whole universe the grace to come together on Sunday.
神就借着他的恩典，靠着他的恩典，让把这个世界借着这一日的安息日全部给了我们。
Have a day off so we have rest and worship.
借着这一个休息的一天，我们可以安息，可以来到他面前来敬拜。
And there was a wedding in the Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
那在这第三日，在加利利的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里。
And the mother of Jesus, Mary.
那耶稣的母亲就是玛利亚。
Now he's instrumental to this sign, the first sign of the Lord Jesus performed, what he performed.
那耶稣，我们就看到在这第一个主行的神迹这一个事情里面，耶稣的母亲就在那里。
He is used here as a vessel.
他在这里就像一个被主使用的一个器皿。
We know that God used Mary, the mother of Jesus, as a vessel to bring the Lord Jesus down on earth.
我们知道神曾借着玛利亚作为神的器皿来把这个道成肉身的主带到这个地上。
So he was highly honored by God.
所以在神眼中他是非常蒙恩的有荣耀的一位姊妹。
So here God used him again as a vessel to bring the blessing to people.
那我们在这里就看到神再一次使用他作为一个管道，一个器皿，来把神的祝福临到那当时的人。
And you and I can be the vessel as well for God to use to bless others.
我们今天也是一样，你和我都可以成为神祝福别人的这样的一个器皿。
Maybe you are the first one to believe the Lord Jesus.
可能你是你周围你的家中第一个信主的。
So you can bring salvation to all your family members.
你就可以借着你的得救，把这救恩临到你的一家人。
You may be the first to believe in your circles, in the circles of your friends.
也可能你是你朋友圈当中第一个蒙恩得救的。
So God can use you to share the gospel to your friends so they can be saved.
那神就可以借着你来向他们来传福音，让他们也能够得救。
I was the first to believe in the Lord Jesus in my family.
我就是我家中第一个蒙恩得救的。
And there's a heart for me that after we believe in the Lord Jesus, like many brothers and sisters, we would like to share the gospel to our family member, to our loved ones.
但有一个难处就是当我得救之后我有身边有这么多的兄弟姐妹亲人我想给他们传福音。
At that time, it's not as convenient as today. So we could just fly back to Taiwan to share the gospel. We have to wait until that we got enough money and to buy the ticket to go back to Taiwan to share the gospel with our family.
在那个时候呢条件没有像今天的那么方便。好像随时可以飞回台湾来跟他们交通福音在那个时候要等待相当长的时间好要存够了飞机票的钱才能够回去一次
So God can use it today God can use it today You can be that vessel
那今日也是一样神就可以使用你成为这样的器皿
And both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding
那我们看到耶稣和他的门徒也被请去参加这个婚宴
Wedding was instituted by God before man fell.
我们也知道婚礼呢，婚姻的关系呢，也是神在这个人犯罪堕落以前就确立的一种关系。
So God blessed wedding, the marriage, regardless your believers or not.
我们就知道，不管你是信的还是不信的，神都祝福这样的关系。祝福婚礼。
Man and woman enter into this marriage through this covenant.
我们知道男人和女人这样一种婚姻的关系实际上是一种结了这样一种约。
And whether you're believers or not, marriage is holy.
不管你信或不信神你都知道婚姻的关系是一种圣洁的关系。
We have to take an oath seriously.
人们好像在婚礼当中必须要宣誓，要对彼此来宣誓。
Wherever you are, no matter what culture you are, what religion you are, when you get married, then there's an oath, there's covenant.
我们看到这世界上不管何等的文化种族，当他们在婚礼上的时候都会有一个彼此宣誓的这么一件事情。
Only today, boys and girls, they don't care about oath, they don't care about covenants.
但是今天在这堕落的光景下，好像男孩女孩不再重视宣誓这件事情。
They consider it as old fashioned.
他们觉得好像彼此宣誓是一件非常老套的事情。
Now what really happened is the end time is here. The end time is here.
但我们就借着这样，我们就看到这就是末世的光景了。
I read Ezekiel as my personal devotion, past week. Ezekiel.
我在以西结中，以西结上周读以西结书的时候
，There's one chapter says the end is coming.
那有一节就说到这个末世近了
And this is the end
那现在就是那末世
And I feel that these young generations see all the things they do they think that the end is here
那我就看到现在年轻人的这样的光景就深感真的是现在是那个说到的末世
But wedding is blessed by God.
婚礼是被神祝福的。
And it's holy.
它是圣的。
It's that God wants us to enjoy the marriage and so that with the goal that we can experience a little bit of what does it mean by union with God.
神祝福婚礼也盼望人们能够享受婚宴因为在这婚宴的喜乐当中人们能够尝到那一点点和神连接的那样的喜乐
Bible tells us the purpose of wedding is for us to understand on earth a little bit of what is union between Christ and the church between God and man
那圣经就告诉我们地上的婚礼就是让我们预尝这个属天的 人基督跟他教会的联合，人跟神的联合。
Happiness, there's a pleasure and union between man and woman.
因为在男人女人结合的时候是充满着那喜乐的。
This is called holy happiness, holy pleasure.
这怎么翻译？ Holy.
圣洁的喜乐。
圣洁的喜乐。
圣洁的快乐。
圣洁的快乐。
Holiness is happiness.
因为圣的就是带来那喜乐的快乐的。
Today we think of holiness. Oh, you know, holiness. Young people have that feeling like it's like far away, not real, or they don't want to be part of.
那今天好像年轻人听到圣的，觉得这个非常遥远，好像跟他的平时的生活好像是非常遥远的事情。
True pleasure, true happiness that lasts has to be holy.
但是我们要知道，那真正的快乐，真正的喜乐，一定是从圣洁来的。
And verse 3 says, then the wine went out.
第三节说，酒用尽了。
I think they prepared a lot of them. All the families, they have this wedding in the ancient times. You can see that the wedding is a big thing.
那在古时候呢，在那个时候，人们办婚礼是一件非常大的事情。他们一定准备了很多的酒。
Even in the, I think in maybe in the China, rural area or the villages or Taiwan in the very conservative villages, you can see the wedding is set up in a great way because wedding is so important to a lot of people.
那我们今天也还同样可以看到，在中国，在台湾那些传统的地区，他们今天。举办婚礼仍然是一个非常非常隆重盛大的一个大的事情。
It is actually was unexpected to see a wedding family can have their wine run out.
其实并不常见的发生这样的事情，在这么重要的婚礼上出现了这种酒已经喝完的这种情况。
Maybe Lord Jesus was there. He was very popular. So a lot of people.Came to the wedding.
也许是因为主耶稣去，所以可能参加宴席的人多，一下子酒就喝光了。
That was very embarrassing to the wedding family.
那对于主家呢，这样事情发生其实是非常让人不好意思的事情。
Now Mary, the mother of Jesus, now used as instruments as a vessel, so she came to the Lord and said to him.They have no wine. She didn't even ask. She just stated the fact.
这时候我们就看到，主耶稣的母亲来到他面前，他甚至没有问，他只是跟他陈述这样一个事实。他就是跟他说，他们没有酒了。
Because Mary knew he was a creature, and whom she speaks to is God.
原因就是玛利亚知道这一位是创造的神，当他是那个靠话就能够命力就有的神。
And then verse 4 tells us very clearly that and Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does that have to do with us? My hour has not yet come."
第四节就非常清楚了告诉我们。主耶稣回答他说：“母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。”
Now Chinese 母亲 right? It has a little. You have to look at the little word says. Originally it is woman, like English virgin.
原文里面呢，母亲用的这个词是妇人。
And Lord Jesus told her that now her relationship with the Lord Jesus is between the sinner and savior.
主耶稣在这里说的话的意思就是在这个时候他的母亲跟他的关系其实是罪人跟主的关系。
For 30 years, he was a son to Mary.
在过去的30年当中他都是玛利亚的儿子。
But after he publicly announced his ministry as the savior of the world, as a messiah to the Jews, now their relationship changed.
但是当主耶稣三十岁出来讲道的时候，当他为着全世界的罪人，当他成为这个犹太人的弥赛亚出来讲道的时候，他跟他母亲的关系就变成了主跟罪人的关系。
For example, if you have a son who is a judge,
就举个例子，就好像如果你的有一个孩子成了法官
，and now in the court, sessions, now you don't address him as 小宝 or the nickname, whatever you call it, my son. No, you cannot do that.
如果在这个时候你的孩子在那个法庭现场。那么你也在其中的话，如果你呼喊他的小名，宝宝这样的名字的话，其实是不合时宜的，不能接受的。
You can be put into jail if you call him, keep calling that.
对，这样蔑视法官的行为是甚至是会被定罪的。
You have to address him as your honor in America.
你必须要称呼他为法官大人。
The Chinese say that, 法官大人 ，yeah, all right, good, 法官大人 ，your honor in here. So it's important here. Now Lord Jesus says, now our relationship changed. Why do you ask me this? Why do you ask me to perform a miracle?
主耶稣在这里的表达就是，在这个时候我们的关系已经变了。为什么你还要求我去行一个神迹呢？
Because only miracle can resolve that embarrassment.
在这里我们知道只有神迹发生才能解决当时这个尴尬的处境。
They didn't have a Costco that time.
他们那个时候没有 Costco 这样的。
They didn't have SUV. They can run 80 miles per hour.SUV
啊，那个时候没有超市，没有汽车，没有办法很快的买回来。
The only way they can got them out of this trouble, embarrassment, was through the miracle.
我们知道能够化解当时的那个窘境的只有神迹。
And Lord Jesus told them that this is not the time for me to perform miracle.
但主耶稣这里跟他说，他的时候还没有到。
So the hour in the John Gospel always refer to one thing. That's John 12.
我们知道在约翰福音里面提到的那个时候呢，它一直都是指着一件事情。在我们看约翰福音十二章
，It is about Lord Jesus' death and the resurrection.
它那个时候指的是主耶稣的死和复活。
So in the John 12 verse 33, it says Jesus answered them saying.The hour has come, has finally come, for the Son of Man to be glorified.
23.
John 12.
约翰福音十二章的二十三节，耶稣说：“人子得荣耀的时候到了。”
So the hour is the Lord Jesus will be glorified by accomplishing his salvation.
那我们就知道在这里面这个时候呢指的是人子借着他的救赎被得荣耀的时候，那个是约翰福音所提到的时候。
So 24 says Truly truly I say to you Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies It remains alone But if it dies It bears much fruit
24节我实实在在地告诉你们一粒麦子不落在地里死了仍旧是一粒若是死了就结出许多子粒来
He talked about his death and his resurrection
他在里讲的是他的死和他的复活
That by accomplishing salvation that he will be glorified
当他完成他拯救的时候他就得着荣耀
And Lord Jesus does not want to do anythingThat takes away the glory from that glory of the salvation.
主耶稣不想有任何的纷扰，为着他的那个目标是向着那个时候得着荣耀。
So God, in other words, Lord Jesus does not want to have this miracle he's going to perform to distract us from the glory of the great salvation God will accomplish through him.
这就让我们看到好像因着主耶稣不想在这个时候到来以前来行这样的神迹，好像这样神迹会让人有注意有分心。
Now that what Mary did, he said his mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
那这时我们看到玛利亚做了什么，第五节他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。
Now this has two meanings.
那这里就有两层的意思。
We can see that Mary knew his son Lord Jesus.
第一个我们就看到玛利亚知道他的儿子是基督耶稣。
She understood what kind of person the Lord was.
他知道主是一个什么样性情的人。
Not only she was son of man, son of God.
那现在我们知道他是神的儿子。
But also what kind of God Lord Jesus was.
那另外立层方。
And she acquired this knowledge of the Lord Jesus through his personal experience.
他在过去的生活经验当中呢，他也深知主耶稣的是一个什么样的人。
So her knowledge of Lord Jesus, not by the doctrine, not by the teaching alone.
玛利亚对主耶稣的了解并不是从教导，并不是从圣经来的。
Not from the teaching alone.
不只是从教导，从圣经来的。
It is deep rooted.In her personal experience with the Lord Jesus.
他也从他过去的生活经验当中来的。
Many people know God through the teaching, but not through their personal experience with the Lord.
那很多人呢，认识神只是从听到的教导来的，不能从个人的生活经验当中来的。
But you and I,Can know the Lord Jesus through our personal experience.
但你和我是可以来通过个人的生活来认识神的。
By first trust in Him.
就是让他一切居首位。首先是信靠我们这位神。
To acknowledge and accept that you are sinners.
让我们知道自己是一位罪人。
And second, you trust and accept the Lord Jesus' blood can cleanse all your sins.
接着我们就能够信他，深信他的宝血能够洁净我们。
And then third, that you accept him as your Lord and Savior.
从而我们能接受他成为我们个人的救主。
Then once you're saved and have this new life, then you can have this personal experience with the Lord.
当你得救以后，你个人就能够在生活当中来经历这位主。
So even though that Lord Jesus told her to such way that almost seems like Lord Jesus did not want to perform the miracle, but she knew that there's something else Lord had in mind.
那我们就看到，尽管好像在耶稣的回答当中，好像这位主不愿意来做什么事情，但玛利亚知道他主耶稣是如何想的。
And this made Mary to ask this servants says whatever she says, do it.
于是玛利亚就跟佣人说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么。
She knew Lord Jesus would eventually do something.
因为玛利亚知道主耶稣一定会做事情。
Because she knew that Lord Jesus was merciful, was gracious.
因为他知道这位主是怜悯的，是有恩典的。
The second thing is about this. In this verse, we can see the correct attitude.For all of us have is absolute obedience.
那第二层的含义就是让我们看到那个完全的顺服是应该有一个怎样的向着神是一个怎样的态度。
If there is God, who created the whole universe.
如果有一位创造宇宙万物的神，
if there's such glorious God,
如果有这样一位充满荣耀的神，
only correct attitude before him is absolute obedience.
那我们就知道在他面前唯一正确的态度就是那样完全的顺服。
So Mary said, whatever he says to you, do it.
所以 Mary 在这里面说的话是他告诉你们什么你们就做什么。
This is, should be our attitude.
这也应该成为我们的一个态度。
So this is actually first command. The attitude that we should have.
这其实也是第一个教导第一个态度我们应该有的。
And his mother, and then now there were six stone water pots set there, and for Jewish custom of purification containing 20 or 30 gallons each.
第六节，照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
So these jars represent the religion or good tradition that we have, or the good culture.
那我们就看到在这里呢那个大的缸呢它其实预表着宗教预表着文化预表着传统。
And six means not complete.
我们知道六这个数字呢圣经里也代表着不完全。
You can have this very good culture.
你可以有非常好的一个文化。
Very good tradition.
可以非常好的一个传统。
Maybe even very good religion.
甚至一个很好的宗教
but it's not enough.
但是这个是不够的
it will not satisfy you.
这个不会也不会使人得到满足
So six water jars according to purification of Jewish custom represent the good things in life that will not satisfy you and me.
那么我们就看到犹太人这个摆六口石缸这个洁净的规矩也代表着人的这样的一些规条它不能讨人的不能使人获得益处不能够讨人的喜欢。
Bible tells us God created man and he put the eternity in our hearts.
圣经告诉我们神造人也把永远放在神的
The sense of eternity all human beings have.
所以我们每一个人心里面都有永生的盼望。
So the only way to satisfy the urge, the sense of eternity is when you have Lord Jesus in your heart.
所以就只有当主耶稣亲自来到我们住在我们里面的时候每个人的心里才能真正的得到满足。
And the Lord Jesus said to them, fill the water pot with the water, so they filled them up to the brim.
第七节耶稣对佣人说把缸倒满了水他们就倒满了直到缸口。
Now this is the first command from the Lord Jesus.
我们看到这是主耶稣第一次说出的命令。
Now for the non-believers in our midst, you haven't believed in the Lord yet.
那对于我们中间那还没有信的朋友呢？
Now first command, first word to you is get saved.
那我给你的第一条这个命令劝诫就是先得救。
Trust in the Lord Jesus. Believe in His blood can cleanse all your sins and accept Him as your Lord and Savior.
信主并且相信他的宝血可以洁净你的罪接受他成为你个人的救主。
Now this is the first thing that Lord Jesus asks us to do.
这是第一件主耶稣要我们去做的事情。
Even if you haven't believed in the Lord Jesus.
如果你还到现在还没有接受救主的话。
Now,If you are believers already,
如果你已经信了
Now what is the first command for you and I?
那么这第一条的命令对于你我来讲意味着什么呢
That is to take up our cross to follow the Lord Jesus daily.
那就是背起自己的十字架每日跟从主
And now, and then when they fill to the brim, they are like aThey are very, very perfect in obeying God's word, right? They fill it to the brim. Because the Lord says, fill it up, and they fill it to the brim. I like that phrase, up to the brim.
那我们在这里看到这样一个细节，他说他们听到命令之后，他们不仅倒水，而且直到缸口。我非常喜欢这一个 经节，因为他说他们遵行他的命令那么的完全，倒了把水倒到了缸口。
The perfect obedience
是一个完全遵守神命令。
And then he said to them, draw some out now and take it to the head waiter.
第八节，耶稣又说，现在可以舀出来送给管筵席的。
So they took it to him.
他们就送了去。
Now this is second command from the Lord.
那我们看到这是主耶稣给的第二条命令。
Now if you are one of servants there.
那想象一下，如果你是当中其中一个佣人的话。
It's one thing to fill the water pots with the water to the brim.
那你看到只是用水倒满了这缸口。
But it's quite another to take the water from that water and give it to the head waiter to drink.
那时候你所听到的是说，就把这个刚刚倒进去的水舀出来交给管筵席的人。
Maybe in your heart, he says, "Are you kidding me?"
可能你心里面想的是，你这是在开玩笑吗
？Do you want to embarrass us, in the public, in front of a head waiter?
你会犹豫说啊，这样会不会让我们好像在众人面前都要出丑了
？It seems like a big hurdle in our heart.
就是好像在心里面有一个很大的一个拦阻。
So second command for the non-believers, if you haven't believed in the Lord, is after you believe in the Lord Jesus, then you need to get baptized.
我们看到第二条给那个没有信的人呢，主的第二条命令就是，当你信主以后，你应该做的是受浸。
I encounter talk to many people who believe in the Lord, but they hesitant. They're hesitant to be baptized.
我跟很多人谈过，他们都是信主的人，但是他们不愿意来受浸。
The one thing that concerns them the most is that they're afraid that they couldn't live up to the standard of Christian living.
那他们心里面有一个好像阻力，就是他们担心自己不能以那个基督徒那样的标准那样的生活。
Now you have to take a faith. You have to take that step by faith.
那在这个时候呢，你必须要还是要靠信心来跨越那个。
So like these servants, they didn't know what happened.
就好像在这里面那些佣人一样，他们其实完全不知道发生什么。
But when they obey the Lord Jesus, then miracle happened.
但是当他们愿意顺服的时候，主耶稣就让那个神迹发生了。
And the water now turned to wine. The head waiter says.
那我们就看到这神迹就是那个水就变成了酒。
From what the waiter said, we know that the wine that Lord Jesus turned into wine from water is far better than the very best wine that the bridegroom family prepared.
那从管筵席的回答当中，我们就看到主耶稣用水变的酒比当时新郎家里面准备那个上好的酒还要好。
What is the definition of best?
我们想一想，什么叫做最好？
Isn't it the better than the good?
它一定是要比好还要更好。
What is better than the good is the best?
那比好还要再好的就是那上好。
SoLord Jesus, He will turn your life like a wine.
主耶稣会把你的那样的生命就像水变成酒一样，也变成酒。
The best wine.
而且是上好的酒。
The more you believe, the better it gets.
你的信心越大，你的那个得到的那个酒，新的那个生命就越好。
The longer you believe, the better it becomes.
你信主的时间越长，你的那个新的生命也就越好。
Like a wine.
就好像酒里这个酒的比喻。
Last time when I shared this, and someone come to me with very, very scientific eyes, as a Han Shu Shu, you know, wine in the bottle may not last that long.
上一次我 分享举例子，我说的关于酒的那个事情，很多人非常科学的找到我说，这个韩叔叔，就这个红酒在瓶子里其实是放不了这么久的。
But by and large, the wine lasts become better when it ages. I looked up the internet as well.
但酒的确有一些最好的酒呢，是随着时间的增长，它是会变得越来越好。
You have to meet some conditions.
必须要一些客观的条件都合适。
So it's still valid, the statement. The longer the wine ages, the better.
所以这一个这句话是对的，就是酒越纯的。
Like a water, compared with the water in the water jar, the longer it stays in the water jar, it becomes stale.
Yeah, 相反的，在坛里的那个水呢，其实放的时间越久，它就越沉，越腐败。
One day, the company that we work very hard for, you know, fun project, and then our supervisor said, you know what?He bought water bottle, you know, a lot of water bottle, and gave it to us. Oh, we were very happy. We said, oh, thank you so much, supervisor, you know, boss.
有一日我工作的时候，有一次呢，公司里有一个新的项目，然后我们的 manager, 我们的经理呢，就给大家是送礼物吗？是。
A bottle of water.
Yeah.
A can, a box of bottle of water.
Bottle water 不是 water 吧 ？OK， 就是
bottle water is not water，
not a water bottle， right？ 你刚才说的 water bottle，
water bottles， yes，
water bottle 还是 bottle water，
water bottles，
water bottle，
water bottles， a can of a water bottle。
呀，那我们经理买了很多装水的水壶，
瓶装水了啊，
瓶装水是 bottle water。
Let's move on。
OK， 呀，瓶装水。Yeah.
And Now we're very, very happy and we appreciate it. We say, thank you so much, boss. And then someone look at the fine prints on the bottle.
我们感谢经理准备这些东西，但有的人就仔细看了一下那个瓶装水上的标签。
It expired a year ago.
那个水竟然已经过期了一年之久。
And suddenly the whole mood changed.
突然间那个当时 的气氛就有点变化了。
Now, your life is like a water in the water bottle that expires.
那我们
Long time ago.
我们老我的那个生命就像瓶子里装的那个水，不仅过期，而且已经过期很久了。
Are you dare to drink it?
你还敢喝这样的水吗？
Now you've been drinking, I've been drinking that water if I haven't believed in the Lord and grow in the Lord Jesus.
如果我们不能信主，不能够得救的话，我们其实就是在喝那样的水。
No wonder we're not happy.
这就我们各种各样的问题，就非常正常，出现各种问题。
But Lord Jesus wanted to tell us this truth.
那主耶稣在这里想告诉我们这样一个真理。
Believe in him, have this eternal life. The Lord Jesus promised that I came to so that my sheep can have life and have it more abundantly.
那主耶稣在这里就呼召我们信他，他就把那个永生、永远的生命赐给我们，而且是丰丰富富的。
So we can have this life.And it grows to more abundantly.
我们可以有这样的生命，这样的生命也是那样丰富的那样生命。
Every day is miracle.
每一天都可以经历神迹。
You know, I was tired. I was tired.
我已经退休了。
Now every day has to be a miracle.
我现在退休的每一日也。必须好像活在那个神迹当中。
Otherwise, I cannot survive.
我说，我觉得好像都很艰难。
Every day is miracle.
每一天都是这样的神迹。
We will have a new discovery how precious Lord Jesus is through His Word.
我们必须好像每一日都有那个新的发现，发现在主的话语里发现它宝贵。
And every time you open His Word, and it like a new book to me, like never read.
每一次他再一次打开他那个话语让我看到的时候，我都觉得好像是新的书，新的第一次读到他的话。
So your life will be like a wine.
这样
the longer, the better.
这样你的生命就像那个酒的生命，越时间越久，那个得到的生命越好。
So if you haven't believed in the Lord yet, get saved by believing the Lord Jesus and His precious blood.
所以我奉劝，如果还没有接受这位救主的，第一件事就是先接受他。
If you believe in your heart, then you get baptized.
如果你愿意接受他，那么接下来要受浸。
Don't be hesitant.
不要在这件事上有犹豫。
God knows your worries.
神也知道你的忧虑。
And I have a brother that the last time, but I'll share the story. A brother who I know for many years by now.
那我上次也分享有一位弟兄，我们认识很多年。
And he was baptized right before my eyes.
他在我面前他受浸。
We met and grew together when I was in graduate school.
那我们一起经历一起成长，我们在研究生的时候就认识。
The day before baptism, he was very worried.
那我记得在受浸的前一夜，他是非常忧虑的。
Because he had been smoking when he was a teenager.
因为他在他年轻的时候，青少年的时候，他有吸烟的习惯。
It's over decades that he had this habit and he cannot quit.
他那个时候已经有十年的吸烟史，他没法戒掉。
He tried many times.
他试过很多事，试过很多次都失败了。
So he didn't know what would happen after his baptism. He would still smoke or not.
所以他知道，他不确定，在他受浸之后，他还会不会再继续吸烟。
But that night, he talked to God. He prayed to God.
但是在那个一夜，他就和神交通，向神祷告。
All the sins I know, I admit, and then I believe that you can save me.Your blood can cleanse all our sins, all my sins.
他愿意向神认他所有的错，并且他相信接受神，神的宝血就会洁净他所有一切犯的罪过。
And he said, I want to take this step to be baptized because that's what you said.
他说他愿意来受浸是因为这是神的命令。
And he was baptized next day.The day after.
那第二日他受浸了。
And as his habit for decades, that he first had a sip of cold tea.
Cold tea. 凉茶。他这个十年的吸烟的习惯，一开始他要靠喝凉茶。
And a sip of cold tea, and then lit up the cigarette.A sip of cigarette. That's his habit for many.
他很多年的那个习惯是喝一口茶，然后要点上烟。
When he got up in the morning,
每一天早上他都要做这个。
The first thing he had to do,
就是每天早上他首先要做的事情。
And that morning,
但是在那一日的
早上，he took a sip of tea.
他喝了一口茶。
And then he lit up his cigarette.
他点上了一支烟。
He got the First sip.
他抽了一口烟，喝了。
No, 抽一。All right, my English is bad. Like he just smoked once, and then all of a sudden he felt that cigarette tastes bitter in his mouth.
当他抽了第一口之后，他的感觉就是这个烟变得在嘴里面变得非常的苦。
So he just pit. So how come the cigarette becomes so bitter?
所以他都要好像要吐出来，觉得这烟怎么一下变得这么苦。
Thank God that he didn't know what would happen, but God, like this servant, when they obey the Lord Jesus, take the water to the head waiter, that water now turned to wine.
感谢主，就是因着他的顺服，就像那些佣人把这个水变的酒交给管筵席的人一样。
I have many brown sisters.That had a similar experience.
我们其实很多弟兄姊妹都有这样类似的经历。
But you have to honor God by being obedient to God.
我们必须要顺服这一位神。
Let's have a word of prayer.
我们一起有一些祷告。
Father, we thank you for this grace and opportunity to share your word.
神，我们感谢你有这样的恩典，我们能分享你的话。
Indeed, it is gospel. It is good news.
这是福音，这是上好的消息。
To live in such darkness as this world has become.
我们知道，在现今这黑暗的世界即将来临。
We thank you so much. May you, for the glory of the Lord Jesus, save more, save some in our midst.
主啊，我们就求你借着神的荣耀，能够让更多的人得救。
In Christ Jesus' holy, precious name, we pray.
我们祷告，是奉主耶稣圣洁的名。
阿门。
阿门。